And there's a poignant drama unfolding in the NFL. 36-year-old Tony Romo, star quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, made an emotional speech earlier this week, acknowledging that it's time to step aside for the talented 23-year-old rookie, Dak Prescott.
What is clear is that I was that kid once. Stepping in, having to prove yourself. I remember the feeling like it was yesterday. It really is an incredible time in your life.
Romo's battled a back injury all year. Prescott's been leading the team toward the playoffs with an 8-1 start. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, has some thoughts. And, you know, not everyone's been following this story, Mike, so catch us up on just how good Tony Romo's been.
Right, so Tony Romo's a great quarterback, often injured, and that seems like a slight on him. The other way to look at it is no one battles through really, really I don't want to say crippling, because that's not that's a real thing in the NFL, but, you know, seriously debilitating injuries more than Tony Romo, but he just can't seem to get past, like, breaking vertebrae in his back. The Cowboys came into the year as a team sitting on the potential to have a great offense if Tony Romo was healthy, and then he got hurt. So people looked at his backup, Dak Prescott, and said, well, I guess there goes the Cowboys season, but Prescott has been great. And as a result, now that Tony Romo is ready to play, there was going to be the inevitable, who will get the job, the job at the helm of America's team? And Romo stepped aside graciously. He had to. The writing was on the wall. He's 36. You know, Prescott's a guy in his early 20s. But I have to say, if you don't think that that tone and those words are as important as picking up a blitz or hitting a receiver over the middle, you're crazy, because the cohesion in a locker room, as dictated by the quarterback, or in this case, the ex-quarterback, is extremely important and will be vital for the Cowboys' success.
Well, he said he felt guilty about letting his team down, but acknowledged that his time had passed. Age caught up with him. Let's listen to a little more.
I feel like we all have two battles or two enemies going on. One with the man across from you. The second is with the man inside of you. I think once you control the one inside of you, the one across from you really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, the battle, the game doesn't really matter. But what about, you know, young Dak? I mean, that's a lot of pressure on him now.
He's a poised guy. Not only did he take that speech well, and by the way, just hearing that in isolation, let's acknowledge it can seem overwrought. This is a football game, and I timed the speech, and it was about 800 words, and Hillary Clinton's concession speech was about 1,100 words, so they were actually close if you compare concession speeches. But Dak Prescott, part of his great ability is not just the athleticism and his throwing ability. He's poised, and not only does he handle this situation right, he has volatile personalities around him, like his receiver Dez Bryant. He handles that right. He's handling everything right, and the Cowboys are on their way to what could be a phenomenal season.
Well, and by the way, to his words, to Romo's words, anybody, you know, anybody can take those. You know, it's the person inside you, not the one who forget about the competition. But just very, very briefly, Mike, boy, the NFL's got bad ratings. This might come at a great time with Dak Prescott being heroic or not.
Yes, because the Cowboys are the biggest draw. Their game against the Steelers was the most watched game of the season last week. And even though ratings are down, they might rebound after the election, but the NFL is going to ride the story of the Cowboys like a cowboy rides a horse.
Yeah. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.